This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer. Let's take a moment and talk about this newest Clinton side. Somebody committing suicide who was involved in investigating the Clintons. This latest person is Peter W. Smith. He's a GOP operative. And, of course, the Chicago Tribune doesn't have a problem calling it suicide, but a lot of other people do. A congressman has a problem with it. A senior Wall Street Journal writer has a problem with it. These are people who were in contact with him. They're not buying it, and there are some very suspicious issues surrounding his death. He leaves a suicide. Now, first of all, he has a bag around his head with helium attached to it. That's bizarre to start
with. It's all bizarre.
Then he writes a note that says, "No foul play whatsoever. Move along. There's nothing to see here." And says, "I'm taking my life because of a recent bad turn in health since January 2017, and I'm doing this now because my life insurance policy of $5 million is expiring." Well, he would know that if you commit suicide and if you leave a note saying that you're committing suicide, you're not going
to
get payment
to get insurance
on a life insurance policy. So, I mean, that is absolutely absurd. And the congressman, Ted Lieu, says, "You don't need to be a prosecutor to know that someone writing no foul play whatsoever in connection with a death seems awfully suspicious." And the senior Wall Street Journal writer, Shane Harris, also retweeted last night that there were no signs that Smith was about to commit suicide. He said, "When I spoke to Peter Smith, I had no indication that he was ill or that he was planning to take his own life. As a matter of fact, one of his former employees said he was there getting treatment. He was working to get well." And then he says, "Well, I'm going to take my life." Very much like what we saw with Aaron Schwartz, who supposedly committed suicide. And this was a guy who also was a fighter. He was fighting CISPA, ACTA, PIPA. He was fighting everything there. He had turned down an offer to do just 30 months from this prosecutor when they came under a lot of criticism for prosecuting him for a non-crime. And then all of a sudden, he commits suicide.
Yeah, it was Carmen Ortiz, a very corrupt judge in the Northeast that was in that case. You know, David, this is the Clintons, I think, getting more brazen, or just the whole, you don't have to use Clinton's name. I mean, they can be associated with like a list of over 50 dead bodies now, so you call it the Clinton body count. But, you know, who knows what's really going on? But I think that, look, you've got Seth Rich, Barrington Wisenhunt Jr., and Sean Lucas, all potential witnesses in the DNC fraud lawsuit, dead. And then you've got Peter Smith, who was heavily committed to finding the emails that Hillary Clinton deleted. He had two things that he was basically doing: trying to stay alive and trying to find Clinton's emails. Now,
and he had a long history of exposing the Clintons, too.
And I'm starting to wonder if maybe he hadn't found those emails, David. And that's why he's no longer with us. So it's very amazing to me that within Seth Rich was, I think, July 9th or July 6th last year. So you've got just over a year, just over a calendar year, four people associated with the Clintons in one way, shape, or form, mysteriously dead. Now,
and we have to understand,
I'm not allowed to believe in coincidence here as a reporter. And so I don't believe there's a coincidence here. I think there's something going on. As Ron Wyden said, David, it doesn't pass the Schmel test.
That's right. Had the D.C. madam come on and talk to Alex, and Alex says, "You're not getting ready to commit suicide." "No, no, no, I'm perfectly fine. I have no interest." Then she commits suicide. Or even the spy in the bag situation that they had in Britain. They have this guy who was working for MI5, and he's found zipped up in a bag in his bathtub, dead after he went missing for a few days.
Well, don't
and
forget,
it was so ridiculous that people say, "Oh, he committed suicide and zipped himself up in the bag," and everybody was laughing at it. So they hired a contortionist who was small, who put himself in a bag.
A professional.
Like, okay, fine. Let's see you do that without leaving any fingerprints on the zipper or the outside of the bag.
And
it wasn't that case.
Don't forget Vince Foster. And I believe, didn't Bill Clinton fire the FBI director the day before Vince Foster's death?
Yeah.
I mean, these people, I'm sorry, David. It takes everything I can to just rip this desk out of his mouth right now. These people are sick.
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. And Cernovich will be taking the helm for the fourth hour. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back with some breaking news. We have a lot to talk about today. We have a great, hilarious Megyn Kelly video we're going to watch in a minute. We have a crooked poster in the background for a movie I did. I gotta fix that. But breaking news right now, CNN is upset. I'm looking at the article right now. Trump Jr.'s Russia meeting a Democratic plot. Pro-Trump media wants you to think so. CNN just published this article a couple of minutes ago, and they called me and asked me for comment a couple of days ago for the article. So what we're seeing now in the mainstream media, they wanted to create this meeting that Don Jr. had with a publicist and someone else who misrepresented who she was. And they wanted to make it into a big conspiracy theory. Oh, this is proof that there's collusion, because one time somebody had a 5 or 10 minute meeting with somebody from Russia, therefore it must be collusion. Well, as it turns out, one of the investigative journalists with Cernovich Media, relying, of course, on Poll and Reddit and other crowdsourced people, was able to find out that this person actually had a a lot of connections with John McCain, that this so-called Russian lawyer was a pro-Hillary person. So what they're saying now, and I'm going to read directly from the article because it really just goes to show how frustrated the media is. The theory is based on bits of fact that have been taken out of context or spun in misleading ways to paint a picture that the president and his supporters prefer to the one currently dominating much of the media. So they're projecting onto us. They're saying the theory that we offer is based on bits of fact that have been taken out of context or spun. That sounds like the mainstream media every day. They're the one who take things out of context. So to illustrate that, we have a really funny video for you. I thought that Alex was done with Megyn Kelly. I feel so bad for her, but we'll have a little bit of fun with her. Can you selectively edit a video by Megyn Kelly to make it look like Megyn Kelly has done a hit or has done actually a puff piece on Alex Jones? So we edited it, and we're going to play that video for you right now.
Alex Jones isn't going away. Over the years, his YouTube channel has racked up 1.3 billion views. He has millions of listeners and the ear of our current president.
We're going to get to work immediately for the American people.
With the election of Donald Trump, Alex Jones has plans to expand InfoWars. More studios, more shows, more employees, more influence. You have said that it's surreal to say something on InfoWars and then hear it come out of the President of the United States' mouth a couple days later.
I mean, that has happened, but...
Do you think he's watching?
I mean, I know Trump watches and sees the clips and things.
In December 2015, Mr. Trump appeared on Jones's radio program, offering praise and promises.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
The 2016 campaign was good for InfoWars. Its YouTube monthly views reached 83 million in November 2016. And when Mr. Trump won, Alex Jones found himself with access to the seat of power. What is it, do you think, about Alex Jones that President Trump finds so amazing?
I don't want to get into all that.
Jones speaks to his listeners for hours a day, 6 days a week. He went into business for himself, founding InfoWars in 1999. Many doubted his prospects, but he's now worth millions. Jones uses that money to spread his message. Tom Brokaw joins us.
Alex Jones, a father, a grandfather, a citizen. When the internet first arrived, like everyone else, I was bedazzled by its possibilities for good. And those qualities have only become so much more effective and pervasive.
The war has just begun. So this is we just got a beachhead. And so that's just the start of the war for me.
And Alex Jones goes into battle with a powerful ally. That pattern is classic Alex Jones. Gorgeous.
So, as you can see, that was actually a fan video that was sent to me, and his profile was Ricky Jerkface. He sent that in. That's an example of selective editing. So it was given to me, so I'm not going to take credit for another person's work. This was again sent to me by Ricky Jerkface. Hilarious, but it illustrates that you can take any video footage you want and edit it to say whatever you want. That's why you can't trust edited TV. So if we showed that video, we would say Megyn Kelly is praising Alex Jones. What an amazing puff piece on him. How can you get publicity like that from the mainstream media? Well, all they did was they spliced things together. So as you know, if you watch the Megyn Kelly interview, it was a complete and total hit job the entire time. But when you can cut things together, splice things together. Drew, you know, was showing that some of the questions were 8 minutes away from other answers. You can do that with any kind of video, and that is why you cannot trust edited video from the mainstream media. And that is why, too, of course, if you're doing interviews with the mainstream media, you have to record them. Because if you don't record them, they can make you out to be any kind of monster they want, just as in that great video you can see that Megyn Kelly did a special apparently showing that Alex Jones was just a great man. Tom Brokaw or whatever his name is, even comes out Alex Jones, a great family man, father. The music sets the tone. There's all that video editing. So you can't trust the mainstream media anymore because they edit all their videos. Everything that they, and you see that they don't trust it, because whenever James O'Keefe releases a video, suddenly the media goes, oh my God, how can you trust the edited videos from James O'Keefe? How can we trust edited video from the fake news media? Katie Tour, I believe it was, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of these big anchors selectively edited a documentary involving gun owners, and they had to, I don't think it was a very famous anchor. I don't want to, unlike the fake news media, I don't make accusations unless I know for sure who the right person is. But they definitely, Katie Couric, rather, had selectively edited footage to make gun owners look bad. See, me, unlike the fake news media, I want to fact check in real time. This is the power of live TV, is I would just say, hey, oh, wait, I got the last name wrong. It was Katie Couric. Let's correct ourselves. The fake news media, they never do that. What they do is they issue a nasty article or a nasty video on you. It goes viral. It's read perhaps by hundreds of thousands of people. And then 3 or 4 days later, when everybody's moved on, they go, oopsie, we'll put a correction all the way at the very bottom of the paragraph after it isn't live anymore. But real media, real journalism, like on InfoWars, and like you get from Alex and Owen and David and me and so many others on the program, write them away in real time. We're always like, let's make sure we get it right. Let's make sure we get the story right. We don't want to spread fake news like CNN. We don't want to spread fake news like the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN firing people only because they're threatened by lawsuits. You know, we definitely want to get it right. And that is why we go live all the time. Right now, I'm live. Can't fake this. You can't fake the way I feel, the way I look, the way I act, the way I talk. There's no hair, you know, hair and makeup crew cutting everything together. When I interview somebody, you can't take one question over here and one answer over there and splice them together from unrelated parts of the conversation. It's all, and that is why the fake news media is terrified of us and why they want to take us down. And because CNN, again, they just published that article 1 minute before we went live, so I don't even think it's been loaded yet in the production. They are freaking out. They want to create the fake news narrative about conspiracy theories involving Russia. And then we can create these videos and these responses that are actually more factual and more truthful and more compelling. They get read by millions more people. And then we take them out. And that's, of course, why they won't debate, too. And they won't ever admit when they're wrong. I'll give you a great example. I said this. I had came up with this idea. I was talking to Alex. I think it was last Friday. Brian Stelter has still ignored me. Brian Stelter works at CNN. He has a show called Unreliable Sources. And what he does is goes and says that it's so tough to be a journalist. Oh, my God. CNN, this is terrible. Journalists are unsafe. Blah, 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 blah. Crying all day. Adult men and adult women crying because people call them mean names. They've actually never had a real job before, obviously. Work in customer service is what I always tell people. And then you can tell me how tough your precious little job is in the media. But I told Brian Stelter, I will donate $100,000, and this is a sincere offer. I will donate $100,000 to whatever charity he selects if he will go into New York and wear a MAGA hat, Make America Great Again hat, with the GoPro, right? And just walk around. If you think it's so dangerous to be in CNN, I'll go wear a CNN hat. I'll go into New York, anywhere Brian wants. I'll walk right next to him, and I'll wear a CNN hat. And he can wear a Trump hat, a Make America Great Again hat. And then he can see what really happens and film it. And $100,000 for charity. Story went viral. It's been covered by IGR.com. It's been covered all over the internet. Video's crazy. He's ignoring it. Brian wants to pretend like the offer wasn't even made. That's how fake they are. They get on camera and say, oh my God, journalism is under attack. Journalists are under attack. What about Trump supporters? Why will the fake news media not cover violence against Trump supporters, violence against female Trump supporters, violence against male Trump supporters, old ones, elderly people? There was a picture once. It was probably the most appalling thing I've seen on the internet, other than, you know, gore and all that really, you know, nasty stuff. But I mean, nasty in the depraved sociopathic sense. A liberal, quote, journalist, verified Twitter account, saw a picture of a 70-year-old man who'd been knocked unconscious and pepper sprayed by Antifa, and the man had done nothing wrong. He tweeted out, this is what happens when you think real life is like Twitter. And I thought to myself, a 70-year-old man is not going to, this is how, yeah, exactly, this is how depraved these people are. That you can be a 70-year-old man, a 70-year-old woman, it doesn't matter. You're fair game. You're a target. Merely because you have a Make America Great Again hat. But the Brian Stelter and all these people want to cry all day about how hard it is to be a journalist. And in the next segment, I'm getting to more of that because there's a couple more hit pieces on me that are coming that are actually interesting. And it's going to show you, I like to take you behind the scenes. Journalism on journalism. To not just tell you whatever story they're telling you, but how do these stories get made? So we're going to get into that in the next segment. Can't wait to talk to you in a few minutes.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-370-8599. That's 1-800-370-8599. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Discover truth. trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
He hears, or whatever you want to call it, from Brian Stelter of Unreliable Sources. So let's call this segment, How to Kill... Well, I don't want to use the word kill, even though the Washington Post said how to kill Fox and Friends. So apparently, you know, you have to be real careful, tiptoe around journalists, whatever you say. But if you're the Washington Post, you can write an article called How to Kill Fox and Friends. That's okay. But if we, you know, we use any kind of language at all, you know, we're trying to incite violence or whatever. So let's just call this segment How to Beat Alex Jones, How to Beat Mike Cernovich. How could CNN do that? I'll tell you why. There's the big reveal. It won't surprise the people listening in here. But Brian Stelter apparently talked to somebody in Iowa, and the person sent a message to him and said, I just thought you might want to know conservative friends here in Iowa are very angry at the media. They think the Trump-Russian deal is a coup attempt by the media and don't think there's anything to the Russia-Trump emails. They don't understand why the media is trying to oust our duly elected president. They think there is a double standard. Why isn't anyone investigating the Clinton campaign's Russia connections? They are standing firm behind Trump. The double standard is really the crucial language here. It's something I talk about all the time. The reason people like me are rising, and the people like Alex, who was already big, who I didn't think Alex Jones, he's so big. I didn't think, how do you become more of a superstar than Alex was, right? But he's become even more a stratospheric rise. Hard to believe. Well, I'll tell you why. People are tired of the double standards. If CNN wants to beat InfoWars, or wants to beat me, or wants to beat alternative media, why don't they just tell the truth? Why don't they tell the truth about violence against Trump supporters? Why don't they tell the truth that it isn't hate crimes being committed by Trump supporters? Those are all hoaxes. Those, you know, the swastikas and everything, they're painted backwards. There was a poop swastika. That was fake. There was a recent settlement with the man who had been falsely accused of rape by Mattress Girl. Columbia University ruined the guy's life. He sued Columbia University. Got a settlement offer there. Why doesn't the media just tell the truth? Why do they consistently apply double standards? Because I've talked to people from CNN. I'm friendly with some people who are at the network. And I told them, I go, look, if I turn on CNN, where can I watch a special on violence against Trump supporters? Where can I watch a special on the Clinton 1 uranium deal? Where can I watch a special about how Ukrainian oligarchs, billionaires, pay people to go on to the media like Doug Schoen? They pay him, you know, $20,000-$40,000 a month to go on and agitate for war against Russia, and then none of the news outlets disclose it. Where can I hear people being held to the same standard? And the reason that double standard line stood up for me is I had a very, at first heated, but then it became a more sensible conversation. We'll see what the story looks like. A hit piece of planning on me at the Columbia Journalism Review. And he goes, Mike, you wrote this article on Andrew Kaczynski, and because you wrote the article, people are saying mean tweets about him. Do you feel that you're responsible for what people say to Andrew Kaczynski because you do journalism? And I go, whoa, wait a minute. So journalists are responsible for if people read your coverage? Journalists are now responsible for what anybody does if my coverage is true? I asked him, I said, when have you asked that question of a liberal reporter? When have you asked somebody who works at CNN, hey, you work at CNN and you wrote an article about this guy and he lost his job. Is that responsible? Can you do that? Is that ethical? They'll never do that. But on me, they want to apply a double standard. On me, they want to say, well, Cernovich wrote an article about Andrew Kaczynski, even though I told the truth that he had led a hate mob against Justine Sacco, who received a lot of rape threats. Sam Biddle of Gawker, well, Gawker doesn't exist anymore. Sam Biddle, who's a loser blogger at Gawker, and Andrew Kaczynski, who was in a BuzzFeed, created that whole online shaming hate mob against Justine Sacco, a private citizen who made a dumb, ironic joke that was taken out of context. Her life was ruined. Well, why don't people ask him, hey, Andrew, do you feel bad, bro? You feel bad that you dug up some tweet and you took it out of context and you made a private citizen world famous? Does that make you feel guilty? You ruined a person's life? You let a harassment mob? Did you feel bad about that? Hey, Andrew, do you feel bad that you falsely accused a man of being a suspect of the Boston bombing. Do you feel bad, Andrew, that when the family was trying to find their son who had been lost and ultimately committed suicide, do you feel bad that you drudged up things that were untrue and that's what the family had to see? Do you feel bad? Why will Columbia Journalism Review not do an article on fake news, the K-File spread, or the hate mob that he spread? The double standard is unacceptable, and we're not going to stand for it. We're going to keep fighting back. Talk to you soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
This is a test. A few thoughts now on what is arguably the most politically corrupt department in the history of the American government. I'm speaking, of course, of the Obama Justice Department, led by two attorneys general, Eric Holder, who ultimately became the first sitting cabinet officer ever to be cited for contempt of Congress, and his successor, who is working on matching his record, Loretta Lynch. She, according to the fired director of the FBI, obstructed justice in ordering James Comey to refer to the Clinton email investigation as a matter rather than an investigation, for the purpose of allowing the Clinton campaign to deny the Democratic nominee was under federal investigation. Today, we learned of the prospect of additional corruption on the part of the Obama Justice Department. At issue, why Attorney General Lynch went to almost unprecedented lengths to permit a Russian attorney to enter the country without a visa, long before meeting Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner. Not the first scandal to plague that agency, of course. This meeting took place on June 9th of last year. But it is unclear now not only why A.G. Lynch would have given her an extraordinary waiver of U.S. immigration laws, but how that Russian attorney could have been in the country some 5 months after the expiration of that so-called immigration parole waiver. The Senate Judiciary Committee is now investigating Lynch's efforts to protect Hillary Clinton and the role of not only A.G. Lynch, but the fired FBI director as well. There is much to learn about the collusion between the Russian attorney and the Obama administration. But the political motivations of the Obama Department of Justice are readily recognized. It is all about partisan politics. In fact, of the more than $400,000 in donations to Clinton and Trump during the election from DOJ employees, 97% of their money went to Hillary Clinton.
Lou Dobbs is great. He's one of the best journalists working today, the best commentators working today, and that's the kind of information that you're going to rarely find, and that's, of course, why people attack Lou Dobbs so much, even though he has an impeccable track record. There's so much corruption in the Department of Justice that Jason Chaffetz from the House of Representatives actually replied to Trump's Twitter and said, why is your Department of Justice not prosecuting people? This was an amazing thing. I don't think there's ever been anything like this in the history of the world. Trump had tweeted out something about Hillary Clinton, and Chaffetz said, well, why don't you just prosecute him? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I have inside sources at the highest level of DOJ. You can't hire anybody. If you try to hire anybody who actually wants to hold the Hillary Clintons, the Clinton family accountable under the law, you'll never get a job. But look at how many people the special prosecutor Mueller has hired. Why is it that the special prosecutor whose job is to conduct a witch hunt on low-level government employees, why is he hiring new people all the time? Taxpayers, we're going to have to pay that. We're going to have to pay that bill. Why is Fox News and CNN and Washington Post and New York Times not talking about how much that's going to cost taxpayers? Ken Starr billed something around $50 million to investigate Bill Clinton. And again, Bill Clinton's a bad guy. I'm not going to be here to defend Bill Clinton. But what they got Bill Clinton for and impeached him for wasn't even the subject of the investigation. It was a completely unrelated matter, $50 million. If you ask me, $50 million in taxpayer money for that kind of sideshow might not be the best use of our money. So how many hundreds of millions, because think about how much, and they liked Clinton. So imagine how many hundreds of millions of dollars they're going to spend to go after Trump. And more importantly, low-level employees. Nobody wants to talk about that, how much that's going to cost. Nobody wants to talk about why the Department of Justice cannot hire competent people because Johnny DeStefano, who's head of personnel and head of hiring, kills anything. The running joke now in the White House, this is serious. This is what people say. This isn't me thinking, oh, this is funny. They go, the only way to get hired the Department of Justice at the White House is to have tweeted, never Trump. This is the reality. Rent's previous chief of staff, why is he allowing this? Johnny DeStefano, why hasn't he been fired? Why is the Department of Justice not hiring prosecutors to go after them? James Comey, you'll remember, there was a great article, I think they called him Clinton's bag man. That was Comey. Comey cleared her in any kind of investigation that ever came up in her life or Bill's life. He completely cleared her. Loretta Lynch, why isn't she in prison? Susan Rice, why hasn't she been prosecuted for violating the law for spying on American citizens? None of that. In fact, the media wants to pretend that Susan Rice doesn't exist. Remember, Susan Rice said, I didn't unmask anybody. PBS goes, okay. But then she got busted, and then everybody had her on the next day, and they didn't even ask her. Hey, lied to her face. There was no outrage and outcry in the media about how Susan Rice had lied to them. They didn't say, oh, this is alternative facts, and Susan Rice was spreading alternative facts. No, they want to pretend like it didn't happen. And then, of course, the media narrative turns to, oh, people don't like Susan Rice because she's a woman. Oh, she's a victim now. So I love this, how the I love how these powerful people, people at the highest level of government, are victims now. Foreign Policy, for example, did the same thing with me. They wrote an article about me, and they quoted people who had been at the CIA for 3 decades. Alex and I talked about this, I think, Monday. And they made me out to be a bully. They go, people in the CIA are afraid of my, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. That is how absurd it truly is. People in the CIA are afraid of Mike Cernovich. Why? Because I do journalism? Because I tell the truth? And by the way, Foreign Policy, that was done in conjunction with Just Security. And if you go to the Just Security's website, justsecurity.org, and you look at who funds it, our good friend George Soros does. Just Security, so that hit piece on me was actually funded by George Soros. That's why when people tell you, it's all connected. George Soros is funding hit pieces on me, and then these hit pieces, they're claiming, oh, yeah, I'm going after civil servants. Yeah, people in the CIA now, that's what you call them? People with badges and guns and power, the ability to spy on American citizens, those are just humble civil servants, like a mailman or something? That's where the narrative's shifting, and that's what they're doing. And our media is frivolous. There is a meme that kind of spread, and I now call it Two Scoops. It's called the CNN's Two Scoops of Journalism and Excellence in Journalism Award. That comes, of course, from CNN's report that Donald Trump, this is so dumb. These people are so dumb. The media world that we live in is all Russia conspiracy theory and then complete and total stupidity instead of talking about real issues. So you'll all remember Donald Trump he's a regular at Trump Hotel because he owns it. He has dinner with people. Dessert arrives and everybody gets the typical dessert. But because the people know Trump, they give him 2 scoops of ice cream. They give him an extra scoop. And that was the whole special on CNN. So we call that 2 scoops journalism. So Chris Clesio, or however you say his name, I'm giving him the 2 scoops award in journalism for this clip of Trump and Macron shaking hands. So if you go to Chris Clasio's Twitter, I don't know how to say these people's names. I don't talk to them. That's the great thing about being an outsider. A lot of people go, Cernovich, do you deliberately mispronounce people's names, or do you just don't know? I'm such an outsider, and I don't watch cable news, and I'm such an outsider. I don't talk to these people. I don't schmooze with them. I don't go to cocktail parties with them in D.C. When I'm in D.C., I just meet with the people. So I'm out in California. I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's name. But he does a second-by-second analysis of the handshake between Trump and Macron. So let's see if we can find that on his Twitter. He wrote an article on it, too, a CNN. So as you know, the video surfaced of Trump and Macron shaking hands. And I think they shook hands for like 30 seconds because they were in some kind of like alpha male contest. And Macron played a hand... Again, this is CNN. This is what they do. CNN doesn't want to do real journalism. So what they do is they pay some guy, Chris Clasio, $200,000 to do a second-by-second analysis of the Trump-Macron handshake. That's what CNN does. It's like a goofy thing. So actually, you know, my video crew made a really funny video. It's funny. Right. You watch it. It's a funny thing. They're shaking hands and you can tell Macron is trying to play like alpha male games with them and won't let go. So then Trump thinks, well, hey, you did this to me last time. So how about I not let you do it to me again? But then CNN, that's what the guy does. He's live blogging a handshake. When they're not talking about handshakes, they're talking about 2 scoops of ice cream. When they're not talking about 2 scoops of ice cream, they're talking about a Reddit user posting a GIF. And how they're going to blackmail a Reddit user into not posting GIFs about them anymore. And they'll dox them if you post another GIF. And this is a $20 billion corporation. What has happened to journalism in America where they find it newsworthy how many scoops of ice cream President Trump eats and how, you know, many seconds he shook somebody's hands? And then they care about GIFs of Trump and CNN and pro wrestling. They're utterly frivolous. That is, of course, why we're all growing. And for us to keep growing, we do need your support. And right now there is a massive, massive 30% special at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force is now 30% off. Superman Vitality is 30% off. Survival Shield is 30% off. It is the big July extravaganza, the big July sale, 30% off all these products. Because you remember, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, this is a self-funded operation that they're running. I've been there. It's an impressive operation. It's better than CNN. And they do real journalism. Now, sure, we joke around. We goof off. You know, Alex goofs off. We have fun. This doesn't mean we don't have fun. But we do real journalism. We break real news. We break real stories. Remember the Susan Rice unmasking scandal? I broke that. Here I am on InfoWars. CNN didn't break that story. New York Times didn't break that story. Washington Post didn't break it. Bloomberg didn't break it. Boston Globe didn't break it. LA Times, right here I broke it. Mike Cernovich, who works with InfoWars. That's what you're getting when you support the story. You're getting original journalism, hard-hitting reporting. And when we talk about the ice cream, and we talk about the handshakes, and we talk about the fun stuff, we laugh and we have a good time. We don't do it. Here's what they do. They go, oh, my God, Trump, he had two scoops of ice cream, and his guest only had one scoop. This proves that Trump is a pathological narcissist. Here is our panel of five people, of psychologists. Hey, would you opine about Trump just having two scoops of ice cream and everybody else has one scoop, evidence, mental illness, and mental history, and then all these doctors will opine about it. But then when at InfoWars and I report that Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's disease, as diagnosed by a physician, they go, well, how dare you diagnose somebody? You can't have a doctor diagnose somebody that the doctor has never treated. You can't have a doctor look at observable treatment and observable history and diagnose a person. You can't do that. But then the very next segment, they'll say, okay, well, Trump had two scoops of ice cream. Less really bad. Maybe he's a narcissist. You know, we'll have all these doctors come on and diagnose him and figure it out. Or maybe he's going to get diabetes from the extra ice cream or whatever. That's CNN. You know how much a profit they're going to make a year? But when I tell you this, you're not going to believe it, because I didn't believe it when I read this. The AT&T Time Warner merger values CNN at $20 billion. Again, this is real news, not fake news. This is real news. When I read the number, I didn't believe it, so I had to fact check it. The Time Warner AT&T merger values CNN at $20 billion. This is a $20 billion mega behemoth international corporate conglomerate. They're going to make this year $1 billion in profit. $1 billion in profit. If InfoWars had $1 billion for 1 year in profit, the operation would grow by 10 times and it would be self-funded and perpetuate. You wouldn't need it to ever do it again. And perpetuity. There you go. Yeah. You would not even need to ever raise any money again. So CNN is going to have $1 billion. What's that money going to do? Bloated offices, bloated salaries, paying people like Chris Colizio, you know, $500,000 a year to analyze Donald Trump's ice cream habits, to analyze his handshaking. There's no real news. They're not out actually breaking news. You never see them at the riots. Where were they with Antifa? You never see them on the streets. I marched with the protesters at the DNC. 10 miles they marched in 100-degree heat. Didn't see CNN. They weren't there. They weren't covering the truth about Bernie Sanders supporters. And in fact, that's actually why, it's one thing that Megyn Kelly and the fake news media will never tell you, a lot of people who are maybe quote-unquote left-wing are watching InfoWars right now and are listening to InfoWars because they want real news and they want alternative news and they want alternative media. And during the election, they go, wait a minute, we're having a protest of 15,000 people at the DNC. But when we turn on CNN, the whole headline is DNC unites around Hillary Clinton. She's amazing. She's great. Everybody loves Hillary. While outside, everybody's talking about WikiLeaks. Big, huge, massive pushback against the DNC. So if you're a liberal, you turn on or left winger and you turn on the TV, you don't see the truth. They're not showing those big protests. Fox News finally, or Fox Business did finally after a couple of days, Lou Dobbs did, because again, Lou Dobbs that we had earlier is a legitimate journalist and a legitimate reporter. Megyn Kelly's not covering that kind of stuff. Jake Tapper's not kind of covering that stuff. They all work with a narrative, a fake news narrative. Speaking of which, WikiLeaks released an email that people had had before, but it became relevant again. Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 by Russia. Bloomberg, I believe, is the outlet, was going to report on the story, and they, PR people, quote, killed the story. How are they killing these stories? Bill Clinton got $500,000 for Russia to give a one-hour speech, and then, of course, that $500,000 does include how he flies out there on private jets and all the women and prostitutes and everything that he has in there. That doesn't include any of that. So, yeah, Hillary Clinton's campaign killed a story linking opposing sanctions, and Bill Clinton paid $500,000. How were they able to kill these kind of stories? Who killed that story? What quote-unquote journalist had it? Well, I'll tell you how he killed the story. This is something people don't know, and this is why I love doing journalism on journalism. What happened is the, quote, reporter who had that story was gonna run it, and then Hillary Clinton's people go, well, hey, how about if you don't run it, we'll give you an interview with Hillary, or we'll give you an interview with John Podesta, or we'll give you an interview with Uma or somebody. It's called access journalism. They traded a favor, so that guy, that journalist, killed a story, which was true, high impact, all true, but it would also hurt Hillary, so he probably didn't want to publish it anyway. That's another dirty secret, is when they find stories critical of the Clintons, they don't even want to publish it, and they're looking for a way out. What he did was he took a quid pro quo, took a bribe, and said, okay, well, I'll kill this story, but what I want is an interview with Hillary Clinton or Bill or Uma or maybe Chelsea, and I want a little bit of puff piece, and I'll give you what you want. That's what you get in the mainstream media. InfoWars is where you get real media. We don't make those kind of deals. We do journalism. Susan Rice Unmasking, every big story of the year, you're going to find here first at InfoWars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support pack when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We want your soul. We want your soul.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back for the final segment, Mike Cernovich, Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Here to talk to you about some breaking news. Brad Parscale, who ran Trump's Facebook team, social media team, analytics team, is now being subpoenaed to testify before Congress. They want him to testify. So Brad actually tweeted out, again, this is breaking news, so we're pulling it up. As Brad says, I'm unaware of any Russian involvement in the digital and data operations of the Trump campaign. The only collaboration I'm aware of in the Trump digital campaign was with staff provided the campaign by Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Those experts in digital marketing work side by side with his firm, the RNC, and Cambridge Analytica to run a professional winning campaign. But he's going to talk to them anyway. So this is the importance of you listening in. Everybody wants to know how to support people. You can, of course, support the InfoWars by going to InfoWarsLife.com and taking advantage of the great 30% off specials for July. It's a July super sale, big event, 30% off all your favorite products, well, or at least all of my favorite products, especially BrainForce, Alpha Male Vitality, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield, big, big special deal. So that is one way that you can support the InfoWars and fund the operation. But maybe people don't take the supplements, although I always say buy the toothpaste. My answer to the people who say, well, I don't want the supplements, is I go, well, everybody uses toothpaste. Just buy the toothpaste and get on an auto ship. Things like that add up. They add up big time. But another thing you can do, and this is why the fake news media is freaking out, share the links. Share the links on social media. Share the links on Twitter, YouTube. Clip them, cut them. Edit them, make them happen. I have some crazy Facebook links from my own page from the past week. I did, the numbers were so crazy, but I told people, anybody who doubts them, you know, I'll show them. 72 million people reached last week, 1 week, the Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. 72 million people reached, 41 million views. 20 million post engagements, Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich, Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. We're doing all these hits, right? So that's why the fake news media is freaking out. They think there are Russian robots behind all this. They can't understand that, no, we actually know how to engage with people. We don't talk down to people. We don't lecture our viewers and listeners. We don't treat people with disdain. So one very important thing, and that's why, again, they're trying to get that Brad Parscales are trying to call him in. Like, well, how is it that Trump did such a good job? Clearly he had Russian robots. We don't need any of that. We didn't need Russia to run Twitter, to run Facebook, to run YouTube, to run everything. These streams that Alex has on his YouTube, a lot of times they do 10,000 simultaneous viewers. Simultaneous, nonstop, 10,000, 20,000. When Alex Jones went on the Joe Rogan podcast, that was the biggest, the Guinness Book of World Records was certified, actually. Alex should, if I were Alex, I would tell the Guinness Book of World Records they should certify it. The biggest podcast, most downloaded podcast of all time. At one point in the podcast, 50,000 live views. That's a stadium. That's the kind of numbers that we're bringing, Alex is bringing, because of you listening in. People say, I want to join the InfoWars. I want to make things happen. That's how you make it happen. You share the links. Every time you share the links, you're firing a shot at evil. You're firing a shot for the good guys. Yeah, the Joe Rogan one, 4.5 million views just on the YouTube. That doesn't count the iTunes downloads. That doesn't count all the channels that reposted it and downloaded it. That thing was probably heard by 30 million people. Nobody in media is getting those kind of ratings. That's because of you, those of you listening. So you can, of course, buy the toothpaste, the oral hygiene products, the mouthwash, the supplements, the InfoWarsLife.com. But if that isn't your thing, you want to do something else, keep sharing the links You are part of the resistance. Fire those shots at evil. Thank you again for watching. This is Mike Cernovich.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.